Good afternoon. The intense storm system, which has been impacting our weather over the past 24 hours, continues to crank as it lifts to the north and east and into southern parts of Canada. Most everyone now has seen the wind flip around to the west-northwest behind the system, and colder air is being driven in rapidly on the heels of an increasing west-northwest wind, at times gusting over 40 to even 50 miles per hour. Most of the steadiest precipitation is now lifting out along with the storm, with scattered rain and snow showers left over in spots. Exceptions will be the upslope area where the wind hits the mountains of western New England, so the Green Mountains of Vermont, portions of the Berkshires could see some more persistent snow, which could add up to a couple more inches. But the attention primarily now will be focused downwind of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie, where the lake effect snow machine is beginning in full force. In these areas, the snow is just now starting to add up quickly with the lake effect event underway. The winds will persist into the night tonight, although let up a bit. Still, gusts over 30 miles per hour are possible, pushing a few snow showers into interior New York and New England as temperatures drop into the upper teens and lower 20s, while the lake effect action will continue in full force in the snow belts. As we head into the upcoming weekend, on Friday, skies will remain mostly cloudy and it will be blustery but not nearly as windy, with scattered snow showers around and highs in the lower 30s. Lake effect regions will continue to see persistent and at times heavy snow before that winds down on Saturday. For the rest of the area, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday, with highs staying in the upper 20s. On Monday, we'll rebound back up to 40 ahead of the next system, with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds before the weather turns milder and unsettled once again on Tuesday and Wednesday, with a chance of rain showers both days and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather behind this storm, that major lake effect snow event is developing downwind of the lower Great Lakes, where accumulations of 1 to 3 feet are possible, with localized amounts of up to 5 feet. In addition, blizzard warnings are in effect for parts of western and central New York State downwind from Lakes Erie and Ontario. Meanwhile, over the southwest, gusty Santa Ana winds will gradually subside today, and temperatures will be 10 to 15 degrees below average over the upper Midwest, the Ohio Valley, into the Tennessee Valley, and the Gulf Coast tonight into tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at North Palm Beach, Florida, to a low of 27 below zero at Crested Butte, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, increasing sunshine, windy, temperatures falling through the 40s. Boston, cloudy and windy with rain, perhaps a thunderstorm, in the lower 50s. And in Buffalo, very windy with snow, 2 to 4 inches, with highs in the upper 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees. The average low, 20. The record high, 61, set in 1997. And the record low, 13 below zero, in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35 a.m., sunset this evening 5:42 p.m., 11 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and very windy with snow showers and perhaps some steadier snow this afternoon, with temperatures dropping through the 20s. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers tonight and heavier squalls in the snow belts, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered rain and snow showers for the rest of the afternoon, with temperatures falling through the 30s. Mostly cloudy, windy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy with snow showers and heavier snow squalls in the snow belts, temperatures falling through the 20s. Mostly cloudy and windy tonight with snow showers and squalls and lows around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers this afternoon. Temperatures sliding through the 30s and into the 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy with passing snow showers from time to time this afternoon, with temperatures falling through the 30s and into the 20s. Mostly cloudy and windy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, a few passing snow showers and squalls in the snow belts, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, upper 20s. Increasing clouds Monday near 40, and a chance of showers Tuesday and Wednesday, upper 40s and lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.